Good morning. It's 7:46 a.m. on Monday, October the 16th, 2017. And I'm freezing. I'm in pain. It's my own damn fault. Which makes it just that little much more aggravating. I'm freezing because I did not dress to come out for my walk this morning. I got dressed to take the kid to work. And when I got back, I realized that I'm not exactly dressed for outdoors. But I also knew that if I went back inside to change, to add my long johns, put on an extra shirt, I wouldn't walk. So I zipped up, buttoned up as best I could. I've been pumping along trying to get enough body heat going inside this jacket to keep me from shivering. And I've achieved that much. I'm not shivering, but my fingers are freezing off. My nose is doing the same thing. The hood is keeping my ears sort of warm. I'm not wearing my fleece hood this morning, just the parka. And I'm just pumping along, trying to stay warm. Now, the good news is the movement has begun to loosen up the joints, which takes me to the pain part. I forgot to take my meds last night. So I got up early this morning, like 4:30 instead of 5:30. With that slightly sick feeling, the headache in that lower part of the back of my head, and the realization that I know what this is. First time it's happened in quite a long time. I've been much better about it. Last night wasn't one of the nights where I did it. So I left off the antidepressant, which had a tendency to put me right back to sleep. But I took the anti-inflammatants and everything else. And I'm hoping that walking will loosen up the joints a little bit. Doesn't seem to be doing anything for that slightly sick to my stomach feeling. But it hasn't really been that long. Well, I don't know, 3 hours. I need to get back. I need to get some more food in me. Second cup of coffee would be good. So yeah, today is going to be a whiny day. Kind of a it's kind of a pretty morning. It's not the clear blue day I had yesterday. Clear blue sky day. There's a lot of clouds around. They're not dark and heavy clouds, they're high thin. There's a lot of very white clouds and sky, which sort of sets the blue sky off a little bit more by contrast. There's a scent of smoke in the air again today. At least on this side of town. I didn't smell it down on the other side, but you actually think it Somebody started a wood fire this morning. Got up. Which was one of my tasks growing up, was to, I was always, almost always the first one up, so I had to start the fire in the wood stove in the kitchen, get the coffee going. We had one of the aluminum percolators. And I realized the physics behind the percolator is actually what's driving my belief that coffee needs to start with cold water. And the reason is that the physics of the percolator, where the cold water sinks to the bottom of the pot where it's hot, heated up, and then the expanding hot water is forced up through the straw in the middle, up to the little pipe in the middle, and onto the top of the grounds where it drips down through to make the coffee. And the colder the water is, the more vigorous that pump action becomes. I'm not sure if the same physics applies to the automatic drip coffee makers, the ones that have the reservoir in the back and heat the water to force hot water up through the piping. I don't know if it has as much effect as it would on the old style percolators. Because I really don't know how it operates back there, how the reservoir interacts with the drip. I'm warming up a little bit. It's only taken a mile and a half. I don't have much to talk about this morning. I don't have, to be truthful, I don't have anything to talk about this morning. I did some writing yesterday. I didn't get very many words, but I got more words yesterday than I did the day before. Which wasn't as many as the day before that, but hey. Put my hood back. That cooled me off. I don't know if I can leave it down or not. I may have to put it back up again. I'm about ready to turn the corner. The sun is not out very bright, but I suspect I'll get some heat from it anyway. Even shining through the clouds like it is. It's a thin layer of clouds up there. Trying to look up and walk forward and I get a little dizzy. That's not good. So we'll focus on walking straight ahead. There we go. Do I get a little warmth? No, not really. So the big activity for the day is that I've got to go back for my 6 month checkup. It was 6 months ago, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. 3 months ago, I had reduced my glucose down to, say it with me, monk post, down to under the diagnostic threshold. I still have diabetes, but it's under control with diet and exercise. At least I believe that's the proper nomenclature. My weight is still down. I'm still down to around 169, 170. Down from 193 6 months ago. Down from 210 a year ago. So I'm liking it. I'm still wearing my 32s. My wife says I don't look quite so emaciated anymore, which means I probably need to watch what I'm eating. I'm eating more carbs, I'm eating more calories. I'm probably in the 2,000 to 1,800 calorie range at this point, which should be maintenance level for me. But that's predicated on my actually getting the exercise that I keep claiming I'm getting. I'm not doing 4 miles a day anymore, which is probably something I need to get back into. It's probably some value in getting back on the treadmill in the evening. There's probably some value in getting on it in the morning if I haven't done my work during the day. So that I'm getting at least 2 miles a day, and preferably 4 miles a day, set in two different groups, two different sessions. That's probably something that I need to do. It's a challenge to get myself in that. I don't have the immediate stimulus that, oh my God, if I don't exercise, I'm going to die. Because I'm not, my diabetes is under control. Of course, it's under control because I was doing those things. And what I'm going to discover today is whether or not stopping those things has any kind of significant effect on my glucose levels. What I need to look for is cholesterol. It was up. I know why it was up. It was up because I was eating steak twice a week and a dozen eggs at a time. Not a lot at a time, but a dozen eggs in a week. That's not good enough. That's 4 eggs in a week is what I'm allowed. Good morning. Winter is coming. Lady with her little dog and his little dog in his coat. I'm finally warming up. Your train. It's a long way off, too, that train. The train is 7 miles away, I think. At least 6. I can just barely make it out over the traffic noises, but that means the wind is either, there's a little breeze blowing in my direction, or there's no breeze at all, so the sound isn't being disturbed by wind. Which sounds funny, but it's actually true. Wind stirs up the atmosphere, which reduces its ability to transmit sound waves coherently. I'm struggling. I'm trying to keep up the pace because I really, really need to get back, get warm, make some oatmeal. Oatmeal's going to take a while, but I want some oatmeal this morning. So I'll make some oatmeal, get some hot food in me. The anti-inflammatory is making me sleepy. It's actually not sleepy, it's foggy. Not quite with it. Which is why I take it at night before I go to bed, because it's sort of conducive to sleep. Colors are muted this morning. More trees have changed. There's more and more color around, but the sun being behind the clouds, it's not shining on the leaves as brightly. So they're sort of desaturated a little bit. It's still quite pretty. Oh, growing up. Back in Maine. Fall was one of my favorite seasons. I really liked fall. It wasn't too hot. The trees were changing color. There wasn't snow that needed to be shoveled. There weren't mosquitoes. Hunting season. Excuse to put on funny clothes and go wandering around in the woods with a gun. I look back at that now and go, really? Luckily, I never actually did shoot a deer. I wouldn't know what to do if I'd done it, so it's probably just as well. City of Grayley truck. Good morning. Going down to check on the park, I think. At any rate, look at this. I'm back. I am back. Not quite, but almost. Close enough that I can take off my glove and see if I can't fish this recorder out of my pocket. Go. Okay, where is it? There it is. And here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.